Live from San Diego, it's the David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 AM KPRZ.
Welcome to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. My name is David Spoon. I'll be your host for the next 120 minutes. Get ready for one of the more bizarre events on live radio. Here's the key to the show. Ready? We always talk about this. This is important, folks. Here's the key to our show, right? We don't know what we're doing. We have no idea what's going to happen. Don't care. It's like Steve Martin, Sean Hannity, and Focus on the Family all rolled up into one serving of Mugu Gai Pan. Thanks. So buckle up, little campers. Here we go. Devotional Diamonds of the Day, also known as DDDs. I got some doozies today. Personal Revelations of My Life's Insanities. Hey, guess what? Levi makes a return. Spiritual Observations that May Prove I Need Glasses. I think that might be right. Life Lessons for Our Faith that We Can Actually Use, but We Probably Won't because of this reason right here.
What we've got here is failure to communicate.
Humor that will force you to think, well, was that funny? The review of the Goofy News, which proves Jesus is coming back sooner than you think. That'll be the lead when we get back in our next segment. Asking life's questions about life. Here's a question that you can answer if you're able to. What's your favorite Bible verse? Wow. 866-577-2473. 866-K-PRAISE. Also, we have sound effects placed at the wrong time, which have nothing to do with the show.
One day Michael came in complaining about a speed bump on the highway. I wonder who he ran over then.
Was that from The Office? Oh, that's just funny. We're living life as a Christian, doing that thing. Your phone calls and more. Compelling monologues, riveting interviews, fascinating callers. Where's that stuff? Where's that? You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego. And we're coming right back.
You're listening to the David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Wow! In addition to being experts at new roof construction, old roof repairs, remodeling and maintenance, did you know that Excalibur Roofing is also an expert in waterproofing? That's right. No water allowed. Sorry, rubber ducky. From using the top-of-the-line Life Deck systems for deck coating to flat or sloping roofs, Excalibur Roofing covers the angles. Get it? With over 20 years of experience, an active member in the BBB, licensed and bonded in roofing classifications, plus testimonials from people just like you, you can count on Excalibur Roofing. Call 760-743-8803. That number again, 760-743-8803. Or go online to their website at excaliberroofing.com. The best part of all their estimates are free. Just give them a call. What have you got to lose? But leaks, not onions. 760-743-8803. For residential or commercial help, remember, Excalibur Roofing. They've got you covered.
Our pets are our fur babies. They brighten up our lives with love and affection, and it's so very difficult and painful to lose one. Dr. Christy Freeman with Graceful Departure Pet Center understands what it's like to lose a pet and wants to provide a place that offers gentleness, compassion, and caring to animals and their families in their pets' final moments.
Hi, this is Dr. Christy Freeman. In 2002, God called me to provide at-home euthanasia and hospice services. Now He's giving me a new ministry by adding alkaline hydrolysis aftercare services. Alkaline hydrolysis is an environmentally friendly, gentle alternative to flame-based cremation. I totally understand how difficult it is to lose a pet. My goal is to make the process as peaceful and gentle as possible.
We all hope we'll never need this number, but if you own a pet, someday you will. Let Graceful Departure make this time as painless as possible. Call 619-741-5366 or go to gracefuldeparture.com for more information. Caring, compassion, a graceful departure.
Hi, I'm S. Craig Perry. Over 34 years of integrity with God's love. We all want safety in life. Well, it should be most important when it comes to our retirement money. IRAs, 401ks, or any money we want to protect. Most people have lost some money in their retirement accounts due to stock market decline. But now in retirement, you can't afford to lose money again. And you won't with my product. It's like stock market growth without the risk of going backwards ever again due to stock market decline. And now get guaranteed interest growth. And anytime you want your money, you can start taking it out. Preferably over 59 and a half. Currently, the product is paying 14% guaranteed over the next 10 years. Call me at 1-800-553-6247. 1-800-553-6247. You pay no commission, and you can't go backwards ever again due to stock market decline. Your retirement account is safe. Let's move it today. Love you all, and God bless. 1-800-553-6247.
Some restrictions apply. Rates subject to change. License number 0578122. Call 800-553-6247.
Some of you may be wondering, who is this guy? The David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM KPRZ.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. I'm your host, David Spoon. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. Want to reach the show? Send an email to davidspoon@kprz.com. Go to Facebook, type in the David Spoon Experience, like it, and or make a comment, and follow us on Twitter at Spoon Experience, because that's my handle. All right, this segment brought to you by Thrivent Financial and our good friend Jonathan During at the La Jolla Gateway team. Let's just nail it down real quickly. Project 2100 is a project that they're committed to in helping churches extend their life for the next 100 years. Because in the next 100 years, who's going to be preaching in your church? Is the church going to be financially stable? Those are the questions that they try and help you with. They try and help the stewards of God be better stewards of God. They do, it's a great opportunity. They gave away $163 million last year to nonprofits. That's great. So the bottom line is, if you're in a church, if you're a minister, if you are connected to a church, even if you attend a church and you think, hey, this is a good idea, you're welcome to contact Thrivent Financial, talk to them, hear about all the different things that they provide. They do endowments, they do retirements, they do college funding, they do the whole thing, everything. And they do a lot of educational seminars, and they do them for free. And if you like what you hear and you want to partner with them, great. And if not, no big deal. They just want to reach out to the community. For years, they've only been concentrating in the Lutheran part of the Christian faith, and now they've expanded it to all denominations. Here's the bottom line. You call 858-455-5227. That's 858-455-5227. And you ask for Ruth, or actually Ruth will answer that. And then you say, hi, Ruth, I want to get some more information. And she goes, okie dokie. And then she'll either mail it to you, email it to you, put you in touch with whoever you want to talk to you about the different divisions. It's that easy. So we want to thank them. By the way, they're big supporters of all the events that we're doing this year, including the Power of Freedom, the conference tomorrow with Bobby and Tony Lee. So, which of course I'm going to get a chance to give away some prizes when I'm there. So I'm excited about that. So hats off to Thrivent Financial, and we thank them for their efforts and their commitment to the community. Okay, well, I think it's pretty simple where we got to start, or at least where I think I need to start for this particular show, and that's a lot of people are aware, or may have become aware in the last 48 hours, that the FCC, Federal Communications Commission, has been, let's say, planning on doing an invasion into newsrooms across the country in order to coordinate and determine whether or not they consider the things that are being communicated to the public are the right things. No, that's for real. I mean, I'm serious about when we're talking about this. Let me say right now, the breaking news in the last hour and a half, the FCC, Federal Communications Commission, has backed off the newsroom survey review. They've backed off because everybody was like going, what are you talking about? And I want to explain to you what they were talking about so you can get a good handle on this, so you can get a good understanding as to what's going on. The FCC is, what they were trying to do is they were trying to do this idea. They were trying to identify the needs as it's defined by our current administration to decide what the standards could be for different newsrooms and to determine whether journalists are producing articles, television reports, internet content, and commentary that meets the public's critical information needs. That's a fancy way to say that the administration was looking into the process of whether or not they could ascertain whether they liked the content that was coming out from private news outlets. Did you hear what I said? Private news outlets. The initiative Listen to this. If you want to talk about something that's bizarre, the initiative, by the way, was known as the CIN study. Listen to this. And it's actually phonically the SIN study. That's what it is. And it's a bizarre element that they in the whole process they gave the House Democratic Representative James Clyburn's daughter. He's a Democrat appointed by her, she was appointed by President Obama to be the person who coordinates this and chair this effort. Now they've backed off, so I mean I think that part is solid and that's good. But the fact that they're sitting there thinking, well, we want to go into newsrooms and determine whether journalists are producing articles, television reports, internet content, or commentary that they think meets the critical information needs of the public tells you this. This is what it tells you. And you're not going to like what I'm going to say, but it's too bad. The basic philosophy of liberalism in and of itself and a non-God attitude can't really compete so well in the marketplace, hence why CNN is really doing poorly and MSNBC is everybody's revenues are really down. And they're very upset about it, and they want to use the government to quench the opposition, ideological oppositions. If you don't know your history, that is exactly how Germany began its process before the rise of the Third Reich. Are you kidding me? They start taking over what the content is that the people can hear. Now, we've had people in censorship, but I'm not talking about that. What we're talking about is people saying, you can't say this because it's against what we like or what we think the public needs. That's going to a whole nother level. That's becoming a propaganda arm solely for the purpose of the government. I praise the Lord that this has been held back, and I assume to some degree that it was by grace and by prayer that it was pulled back. But the idea that the government wants a place in the newsroom is a very, very dangerous concept. And another indicator where we're headed. I mean, if you're looking at this stuff and you're thinking, oh, that's no big deal. You can't, you know, it's like, who cares? You mean you don't mind if the government now tells you what you can and cannot listen to and what you can and cannot watch and what you can and cannot process? I mean, are you getting that? That's a dangerous place to be. That's not what this country is based on. We're all fortunate to be born in the greatest country probably of all time. I mean, I don't know in the heyday of Israel. I always wonder if the heyday of Israel. I mean the silver was like rocks. I mean, that's pretty good, right? That's not bad, isn't it? That's pretty good. So my point in that though is this is the kind of stuff where we need to be praying. We need to be actively involved in not allowing this. And if we do nothing, they will do something. And just to give you an idea, I just came across this article just a couple hours ago to give you an idea how serious this is getting. A guy went in to vote in Texas. Listen to this. He goes to vote in a Texas election, all right? And they threw him out of the voting place and wouldn't let him vote. You want to know why? Because he had a T-shirt on that said, "I support the Second Amendment." So the guy got tossed out of the entire place because he supports the Second Amendment. Because they said that's being politically favoritism in one direction. What? I'm sorry, what? He has a shirt saying that he supports the Second Amendment, and the Second Amendment is now considered political speech to the far right or something? Like, how does that happen? It happens in a country where nobody says anything or does anything, or in a country where you're not praying and doing the things we need to do, and then we get the country that we get. This is what you get. So I want to say, praise the Lord that the FCC is pulling it back. But I want to say, if the government is even thinking, gosh, we should control, that they would not just control the news, folks. They would control your level of entertainment. I think you need to get the handle on this. They would control the movie content. They would control the internet content. They would control the radio content. They would control the newspaper content. Does that seem right? Does that seem okay to you? You don't have a choice. You will listen. You will obey. I think that's bad, man. I think that's a bad thing. I could be wrong. You know, I mean, in one sense, it could speed up the second coming of Christ. That's good because, you know, when we get to that level, it's all going to be exploding from that point. But my point in this is, as Christians, I mean, they could, you just think about this. What if they took away all Christian radio? Okay? Not. I mean, look, I have a show, but there's all the other shows. What if they wouldn't let Dr. David Jeremiah preach a sermon on the radio? How would you feel about that? What do you mean he can't preach a sermon? What do you mean he can't have a radio outlet? Rick Warren can't have a radio outlet. Billy Graham is not allowed to be spoken on the radio. How would you like that? How'd you like it if they took control to that level? Hey, you know those games that you guys play on the internet? What if they said no gaming allowed? What if they said no gaming allowed, none of that allowed? This is what they're trying to do. They're trying to control in every element. That's not a good thing, man. Not a good thing. And my comment to this is that the fact that they're even going down this road tells you how far deep the sin is in our very own country. But then again, after you kill 55 or 58 million babies, you know, that's going to be pretty deep anyway, I guess. So I guess if we just want to give up on it, we can give up on it, or we can pray it right. Because I'll tell you one thing, a nation that is not under God is a nation that's going under. And you know who said that? Ronald Reagan. A nation that is not under God is a nation that's going under. Wow. Okay, when we come back, I've got a special guest coming in. We're going to talk about half-price tuition and a couple of stories that are just breaking. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience, and I'm your host, David Spoon, right here on KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego. Coming right back.
Some of you may be wondering, who is this guy? The David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 AM KPRZ.
My name is Frank St. John. I am a resident at Genesis Recovery. The morning of August 12, 2013, I got on my knees and asked God to help. 3 hours later, I ended up at Genesis Recovery, broken, ready to surrender my life to God. By the grace of God, I am able to see my children today to share my testimony with them.
My name is Tommy Hathorn. I'm the executive director at Genesis Recovery San Diego. Genesis Recovery San Diego is a ministry of the Rock Church. Christ is the focal point of our 12-step recovery process. Our recovery journey is focused on the restoration of physical, emotional, mental, and spiritual health.
Genesis Recovery is here to serve those who are enslaved by drugs and alcohol. If you or someone you love is struggling with addiction, or for more information on how you can help, please call Genesis Recovery today at 619-797-7319 or go to GenesisRecoverySanDiego.com. Genesis Recovery San Diego, setting captives free in Jesus' name.
Hi, this is Randy Bishop, CEO of Varango Solar. Did you know power bills are expected to increase 40% in the next 5 years? That's why I founded Varango Solar and why I'm so proud. We are now the number one residential solar installer in Southern California. We make it easy for homeowners to save thousands on their electric bills. All it takes is a 5-minute phone call. We'll pull up a satellite image of your roof and tell you right there on the phone if you can switch to solar with no money out of pocket. There are no upfront costs, because with Varango, you don't pay for the solar panels, you pay for the solar power at a lower rate than your electric utility charges you. And if Varango can't save you money, we won't take your business. You can go solar for zero down. Like Ed Asner says, Varango really has made going solar a no-brainer.
Call Varango Solar at 800-539-0600. A 5-minute phone call could save you thousands on your electric bills. 800-539-0600. That's 800-539-0600.
Certain terms and conditions apply. CSLB number 935263.
It's a no-brainer.
Hi, this is David from the David Spoon Experience. My father passed away when I was 20 years old. And while he had some pretty good wealth, the government immediately seized his estate funds for review. Now, fortunately for me and my family, we had term life insurance. And with that money, he not only received the proper funeral, according to our family traditions, it was the assistance my family deeply needed. I understand that in radio, we are in the business to generate revenues. But for me, term life insurance is a little more personal. So when I met with Tarek from iBuyTerm and shared my story, he understood me completely. iBuyTerm provides different options of term life insurance coverage with your best interest at heart, finding you the most affordable and most appropriate life insurance for your stage of life. Go online for a free quote to iBuyTerm.com. That's iBuyTerm.com and call to speak to a live person. Call 619-344-2727. That's 619-344-2727. iBuyTerm, life insurance made easy, affordable, and honorable.
Mossy Nissan, where you always drive better for less. Better cars, better selection, better MPG for less money, and less hassle. Visit one of 7 convenient Mossy Nissan locations or go to mossynissan.com today and you can drive better for less.
You're listening to the David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. I'm your host, David Spoon. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. Quick check of the weather. Wow! Can you say wow? I can say wow. Wowzers! Nice. Traffic, not too bad for Friday at 220. So everybody's like, Dave, are you mad because of that whole government thing? Are you mad? No, I'm not mad. I'm angry. There's a big difference. Angry is five letters. Mad is three. Ha! So if you didn't know that. In with me is my good friend and almost famous. I'm changing your name again. Brian K., formerly T., now K. back again. Smith, how you doing, Brian?
I'm good, David.
Why is your hand up in the air?
I have a question. So can I ask Paul too?
Yeah, RoboPaul, you gotta listen up. Brian has a question for you.
So I'm ready. Is it just me? Because I remember, you know, the old days, the old David Spoon, where he would come back after a break and it'd be "Welcome back," and it'd be like really loud, and like lately it's just been like really mellow. Welcome back.
Well, one of the
reasons. What's the deal?
One of the reasons that we've calmed it down is because they want me to be a softer, kinder, gentler David Spoon.
Well, okay. Except when you're talking about the FCC.
Yeah. Except when we're talking about the government becoming like Nazis. Yeah, that part I don't like. I'm not thrilled about that. Well, I mean, Adolf's going to be rising to rate. Adolf 2 coming soon. I mean, come on. This is insane. Anyway, I mean, I get mad about that. It's like, look, I think that a country that has free speech should have free speech. What a thought, right? But anyway, well, going back to answer your question.
What does that have to do with welcome back?
Because I have to be nicer.
Oh, okay. How's it working for you?
Not so great.
Okay.
I don't think I'm losing. In fact, I was walking down the street and a cat saw me and ran the other way, which typically doesn't happen, you know?
So, permission to segue.
Okay, segue away.
You were talking about, you know, controlling content and how, you know, basically if it's a proactive government, you know, they feel the need in some ways, you know, some of the folks, even the responsibility to control content, to have uniformity. Some ways that's great in terms of law, etc. But some things it's not so good, and that's why I'm really glad you've allowed me to come in to talk about education. There are some concerns about public education and the way that they control content, and KPRZ, through the Salem Communications half-price tuition, has really stepped up to the plate. And for school year now, it's a little late to get into, you know, the 2013-2014 school year. But for 2014-2015, KPRZ is basically donated $200,000 to help with families get into Christian education. That's an amazing commitment from the station.
Yeah, that's a lot of money. And that's something that we think is not just kind of important. And again, we're going to start this off by saying, and I want to make sure everybody understands this. If the Lord is in your life and you feel you're supposed to be going to public school, God bless you. And we pray for strength for you and your children. We
Amen.
Pray that the mission is fulfilled and everything goes great. If you're one of those people that feel, no, I really want to go to private school and that's all I'll ever have my children in, then again, we still pray for you. And we're reaching really, though, to the people in the middle that are like, well, I'd like to go to private school, but I can't afford it. That's the key in what the program is. It's helping people. That $200,000 you just mentioned is helping kids who want and their parents want to go, but they can't.
Exactly.
And that's a big deal.
If you're, you know, if you're a mom out there in a car right now or a dad, I remember my wife and I, we have four children, and our baby, Grace, is 19. So I'm old, David. But I would remember, you know, sometimes like at 10 in the morning or 2 in the afternoon, just the feeling of panic. Like, oh my God, is my wife okay? Are the kids okay? It's a dangerous world out there. And it would just be panic. I could do nothing because I was 20 miles away or 50, and just panic. And it was, God, please sovereignly watch my family. And for parents out there, you know, you might relate to that. And so some of that, as we consider education, I think sometimes it's that concern, like, oh my, are my kids really safe? Is there safety for them emotionally in a school? Is there safety in terms of what they're getting from content? You know, God, can you really help? God, are you there? Is there an alternative? And again, from our experience, I was actually on the board of a Christian school, and it's close to 80% are creative tuition payers. You know, I'm short this month, I'll clean the building. I'm short this month, I'll do this, that. And I'm telling you, if you're there in the car now or if you're wherever and you're thinking, I could never afford it, I would just say, you know what, call out to God, test God, try God, call. You know, visit a school, see what's there, and just see how God can prepare a way. And again, from the heart to the dads out there, I'm telling you, it's hard. I remember, you know, coming home, and in our family, my wife Lisa would do most of the homework, and so I'd come home after a hard day work, and David didn't interrupt me. Thank you. I really do put in hard days of work some days, but I'd come home. And so there would be, you know, my wife tired, exhausted from helping the kids with school. And there would be dishes, et cetera, for me to do. And I'm thinking, really? I'm into Christian education. Do I have a couple minutes before the break?
Yes.
And so I'm like, really, God, here I am. I'm driving an old car. We're not doing vacations, and I'm coming home and I'm doing the dishes so that my kids can go to Christian education to free up my wife because she was taking a lot of that load for homework. And I'm telling you, it is not easy. And so David here talking, I'm talking, the other folks talk about half price tuition. We're not unmindful. We're not ignorant of the costs emotionally, time-wise, financially, to your family to consider Christian education. We are not ignorant of that at all, but we want to just challenge you and just see God's faithfulness in your life.
Yeah, no, see, that's good. I didn't interrupt you because it was good, heartfelt stuff. Wow. That's the stuff I like on radio, by the way, because that's more real. Yeah. That's a better part of it. Here's the thing for those of you that are out there going, I'm thinking this, And I was just trying to get RoboPaul's attention, so don't worry about that other thing. Bottom line is you go to kprz.com to get some of the information. That's where they go to kprz.com. They can find out where the different schools are. Now, we have a map on the website, right?
Correct.
Soon, like we've been telling everybody, soon you'll get a straw from us in the mail and you can drink directly all nutrients and liquids right off the screen, off your computer. But until that happens, go to kprz.com, and then there's the half price tuition and there's a full section. There should be some banners, and you click on it, and then you can review the different schools, of which we're adding different schools on a pretty regular basis. I mean, we're going to be adding several schools. Are they all on the map now? They're not all yet on the map, are they?
We may be having just one that's not on the map, okay. But for the most part, from South Bay up to North County, you'll see a great array of schools from preschool, and we're super excited to have Southern California Seminary participate.
Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah, so we go from preschool through elementary school, high school, and now college and graduate school.
Yeah, that's amazing, isn't it? Yeah.
It is really cool.
That part's cool, and I think what people need to know is if you're looking at Christian education, you're like, oh man, $4,000, I can't do that. So you're right. That's why in the half price program, you're looking at $2,000 and not $4,000. And that's the difference. Now, that's not to any specific school. That's an example. But the schools are working with people. The big thing is this what the Lord wants you to do? And can this help you if we participate with you? Can we be a part of that, partner with you, and move you to that direction? If we can, great. And if, like we said before, if it's not what you want to do, cool, we're with it. But I have a very good friend that's participating in the program, and they would never have done it without the half price tuition, and they've been looking to do that. And it's, to me, this was the thing that was that would enable them to push over to the other side. And the big part, from my perspective, is equipping the kids with a Christ-centric education. And giving them as many tools as they are about to encounter, I would say, a generation that's even darker than the one we've been encountering. And that's a big deal.
Amen. Amen. David, been gracious and had a lot of the school administrators and principals here, and our listeners have been able to hear their heart. And these men and women in leadership are passionate that our children have a purpose. God has a plan for their lives. And these people are committed to helping them at young age know that they're created in God's image, they have a plan, And the standards are high. The quality of education is very high. Some of these schools have been around 100 years. Southern California Seminary has been around 67 years. I mean, these are schools that have been around a long time.
Yeah, and what's cool is that they're all, I mean, everybody's for this. I mean, that's what I like about this program. So last year, our goal was 30 kids that we were putting through and helping. This year, our goal is more like 100 kids that we're putting through. So, I mean, it's our the mentality is this. If you have a child or a grandchild, or if you have a friend, yeah, or if you are connected to somebody in some fashion and you think, you know, this could be a benefit, then at least have them look on the website and kind of check it out. Because from our perspective, if we can make that move, we want to make that move. If we can get people in, we want to get them in. There's only a few. It's not like there's 10,000 openings. No, there's not. And so you've got certain schools only have one opening.
Right.
And so it depends on the school you're going to and the area you're in. So here's that sense of urgency that everybody talks about. You should have a sense of urgency. Here's the urgency. There's some schools that have one opening. That's an urgent thing right there that we got to respond to. So you go to kprz.com. They don't really need to call the station because they're going to get directed to the website anyway, aren't they?
Correct. You can always give me a call, Brian Smith here at the station, you know, call David Spoon. We're, you know, very active in it. But David's exactly right. We connect with the school as fast as we can. Last year, again, for school year 2013-2014, we were a little behind the curve. We were really launching July, August, didn't have a whole lot of lead time. Now we're ahead of the curve. So if you're looking, you know, for September, I mean, you're seriously considering this now. It is a great time to go visit a school. And people are cool. Again, I challenge you to go on a visit. You're not going to be hounded. You're not going to be, you know, obligated to fill out some kind of commitment there. No, because the administrator, as much as you, the parent, wants to make sure it's a good fit. They really care for the kids under their care.
Good job, Brian. Okay, so we're going to take a break. Come back. There's something I want to talk about because there's an article that came out from a mom in a Detroit school that had something to say about her kid in the Bible. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience, and I'm your host, David Spoon, right here on KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego. By the way, coming up is going to be a DDD that will challenge you in your sin. Ooh.
Tell a friend about the David Spoon Experience. KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
When your car has been in a collision, remember the three C's. Calm down and call or click Carlsbad Collision Center. They can repair minor dings to major damages quickly. Any make, any model. They can also help you with your insurance claim. For your free estimate, visit CarlsbadCollision.com today.
The La Jolla Gateway team of Thrivent Financial is proud to sponsor KPRZ Stewardship Academy and their free, no-obligation workshops held at churches all over San Diego County. Topics include college planning, social security, and retirement strategies.
The college planning workshop includes funding strategies, everybody's favorite, the FAFSA, and how to navigate the college-bound process. This workshop is presented by a former Premier League soccer player.
All right!
No, you won't learn how to score goals on the soccer field, but you will learn how to set and accomplish goals for college planning.
These no-obligation workshops are everywhere. Parkway Hills Church in Chula Vista, Redeemer by the Sea in Carlsbad, and at host churches in La Mesa, Claremont Mesa, and Coronado. So now, today, right now, call Ruth Puentes at 858-455-5227 or visit kprz.com to learn more about free KPRZ Stewardship Academy workshops.
Sponsored by the La Jolla Gateway team of Thrivent Financial.
Nice!
Tired of coping with missing teeth, decaying teeth, or poorly fitting dentures? Did you know that you can get a great, big, beautiful smile in just one day? Come to the Permodontics Center and see how the world-renowned team of doctors Berger and Ayers are transforming lives with permanent dental implants. They've been recently voted San Diego's best dental implant provider in the Union Tribune's Reader's Poll and are continually referred to as Southern California's premier dental implant center. You see, not only are permanent dental implants affordable with the look and feel of real teeth with real biting power, but these same-day teeth carry a lifetime guarantee. So why not come out to Permodontics and get your free, no-obligation consultation with the doctors? Pain-free, same-day teeth. Yes, it's possible and affordable with permanent dental implants. Call now for details at 866-SMILE-AGAIN. That's 866-SMILE-AGAIN. Or visit permodontics.com.
G'day, Hi, Kay Ledson here with the Agua Hediondo Lagoon Foundation. Because we care about keeping our waterways clean and healthy in San Diego and around the world, we invite you to join our Tip Top Run, a 5 or a 10K course on March 22nd. Your early bird entry fee of only $45 will help keep the lagoon beautiful and the Discovery Centre open year-round. Thanks to our sponsor, Tip Top Meats in Carlsbad, your entry fee includes delicious food, incredible fun for the family, and a cool T-shirt. If clean, healthy water is important to you too, then come celebrate World Water Day at Agua Hediondo Lagoon on Saturday, March 22nd. Get your exercise with our Tip Top Run and then exercise your brain at our fascinating Discovery Centre. Come see my favourites, Lincoln and Winston, the Australian Bearded Dragons. They live at the centre. To register, go to aguahedionda.org. That's aguahedionda.org. And make a difference on World Water Day. Good on you.
Got an old house with ugly windows and doors that look like something out of the Addams Family? How about a hideous energy bill with ugly rates that keep going up and up? If you've just purchased a home or you've put up with those ugly old windows and doors long enough, call SurePro Windows and Doors and save up to 40% on your energy bill year-round with high-quality, energy-efficient SurePro Windows and Doors. Now get 10 high-performance American-made windows for $29.99. Now until February 28th. Restrictions apply. 10 windows for only $29.99. Call 866-406-8827 and mention KCBQ. That's 866-406-8827 or go to SurePROSD.com.
Go to SurePROSD.com now and get 10 high-performance American-made windows for $29.99. That's SurePROSD.com.
Tell a friend about the David Spoon Experience. KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. We've just made Brian K. Smith the happiest guy in the world. Wow. I'm your host, David Spoon. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. Take a look outside. Take a look outside and then just look up and say to the Lord, thank you, because you should be appreciative. Here's what you got to know. Here's what you got to know. Ready? Next week, rain. It's going to start rain a little bit on Wednesday, lighten up on Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday next week. Guess what, folks? This segment brought to you by Excalibur Roofing. That's right. I did that on purpose. Eric and Ingrid Holloway from Excalibur Roofing, the hosts and the people who minister. I love that they do their job as ministry. I just love. I mean, that's one of the things I love about them the most. They will give you free estimates. It's not an issue. New roof construction, old roof replacements or repairs, doesn't matter. You call 760-743-8803. That's 760-743-8803. You can also go to ExcaliburRoofing.com, get kind of a feel for, you know, what they do, which is everything. And they do waterproofing. They do a ton of stuff. And they've been around for over 20 years. They're an active member in the BBB. And I'll tell you one thing. When you do business with them, you will, as soon as you talk with Eric and as soon as you talk with Ingrid, you'll know. Oh, yeah, okay, got it. They love the Lord, and you know it just by your encounter with them. So we think they're a great blessing, not just for the listeners, but for me personally. I mean, I call Eric up and talk to him, get insight from him because he's a Christian brother. It's like, that's the stuff I love. 760-743-8803 or ExcaliburRoofing.com. Any roofing issues whatsoever, that's who you contact. Okay. With me and very excitedly bringing us back was Brian K. Smith. You were just really happy about that.
I just love that. Welcome back.
Welcome back. You're all excited. Just like, welcome back. And then you're just like, woo. Okay. Brian, by the way, in case you didn't know it, is really the spearhead behind Half Price Tuition, along with Salem Communications as an entity, not just KPRZ and KCBQ, but I mean as the entity itself. It's really his project, and him and I have worked on it together. So our desire
Our real desire is to enable people who want their kids to be able to go and get a Christian education, equipping them in a world that is getting constantly more ferocious. And to give you an idea what I'm talking about on that, there was a story that came out about a mom from Dearborn Heights. Her name is Jessica Cross. And Jessica's son, who is autistic, had been taking his Bible to read at school. Listen to this. Okay, he's taking his Bible to read at school for his free period of reading. You get to read whatever you want, except the Bible. And they told him, you can't bring the Bible here. You can bring any other book. You can't bring the Bible here. All right? Now, they put him in timeouts, and there were a couple of issues that took place, and there was the superintendent was very, very upset, of course. But here's the thing. The thing is, in somebody's mind somewhere, they're thinking, Bible, bad. Bible, bad. Hmm. And you don't want the kids to read the Bible. Are you kidding me? That the breath that went into that book is the same breath that went into Adam. That made Adam a living creature. Every scripture is God-breathed. 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 16. And you don't want your child to read that book, but what do you want him to read? Some of the ridiculous material that tells him that he can now be half-sexually this, half-sexually this, and one-quarter sexually this? Come on. And that's the kind of stuff that we're equipping kids against in a private Christian school that's Christ-centric.
Right. You started, the segment before this one, David, in regards to, you know, the content control, content police of a bureaucracy. And again, our federal government does a lot that's very good. I think sometimes they overstep their boundaries in terms of content control. And part of that is education. You know, it's proven that, you know, they're looking at history differently. They're looking at economics differently. And do we want our children to have a high quality education? And so, again, I just challenge our listeners. If you're a dad, you're a husband, you're just thinking through, you know, I'd really like this. I really think this is something we should do. I encourage you to take the next step. Call us here at the station. We're at 858-535-1210, or go visit us on kprz.com. There's half-price tuition buttons all over the page. Click on that, see the participating schools, and come do a tour. Again, there's no obligation. They're informative. And that school is as interested as you are, mom or dad, that it's a great fit for your child. And this year, again, as we've spoken about, we're ahead of the curve. You know, we're looking at, you know, September 2014 enrollment. So now is a great time to look at options. It's a great time to consider, you know, counting the cost of not only this year, but in regards to future years for Christian education, and making that decision to call on the name of the Lord for his faithfulness to help you provide this critical need. It's more critical today than it was last year, and it'll be more critical next year than it was today.
Yeah, that's a good point, because the progression is pretty simply seen right now, just looking at society. Here's a couple things to tell you. One, kprz.com. You go on there, you can check out the map. You can also call here at the station, and you can ask for Brian. Just ask for Brian Smith. If you can't remember the name because you're just driving, just remember this, Smith. There's Smith.
The school guy.
Yeah, Smith. I mean, come on. You got to be able to remember Smith. How many Smiths are there, right? I mean, it's the Smith and then the Joneses, right? You have the Joneses, then you have the Smiths. The Smiths and the Joneses. In this case, it's a Smith. Okay, there we go. And as we're rowing through this process, let me explain this to you. The big thing to be aware of is if you're a person at a school or your child's at a school and you think, you know, I wish our school was a part of this. We do too. So if your school that you're attending and your child's attending or you're connected to or you're working for is not a part of it and you think, man, this would be a great idea, I want you to call the station, get a hold of Brian. He'll set up a meeting. We'll tell you how the program works. And the bottom line is we'll offer from your school the opportunity for somebody to come through at half price. And I just have zero problem saying, If somebody has a desire to put their child in private education and they go through the program, and for the parent and the child, they're the beneficiaries of the deal between the school and us, and they get 50% off. So instead of spending, you know, $3,000, it's $1,500. How is that a bad thing? I mean, how is that bad? There's nothing wrong with that at all. And every school, every person I talk to, and I will confess, I will admit to one thing, Brian. I'll just kind of confess it with you in the room. One of my minor enjoyments of doing this is that I get to interview the principals and all the coordinators and all the directors. And it's not very often that I get to look at a principal and ask the principal questions. Okay, I'm admitting it, folks. It's a little bit of a guilty pleasure. Like, and they're like, "Oh, that's intense," and it's like, "Yeah, yeah." That's how I felt for many a years sitting on the other side of the desk, a wee bit smaller, a wee bit younger.
So let's talk about expectation. You're a parent out there. You're a mom or dad, or you're a grandpa, grandma, and you want to find out more information. So you call the school. Well, schools, like anything else in 2014, everybody answering the phone is wearing four different hats. So you may call the school and they're busy and you're not sure if you're talking to a secretary or a teacher. Heck, it could be the administrator. You never know. And the school, they're not sure how interested you are in this path towards Christian education. So expectation is when you call, they are looking forward to your call. They are looking forward to say, "Hey, you know what? We heard about half-price tuition, and we'd like to find out some more information." You know what? The school is anticipating. They're waiting for your call. It's not something where you need a secret password and, you know, you need to whisper real quietly or be ashamed in any way. "Hey, I'm, you know, I'm talking about the half price." No way. The schools are excited to partner with you, Christian parents. And what's interesting too, David, is that several of these schools allow non-Christians into the Christian schools. And their passion is, we'll have high quality education and we'll teach Jesus to anyone. We'll teach history from a biblical perspective to anyone. And so there's, if you think that in any way this limits the worldview of your children, you'll just be very impressed with the commitment and the quality of Christian educators out there.
Yeah, couldn't have said it better. Great job, Brian. KPRZ.com, that is the website. Call the station, 858-535-1210. Ask for Smith. That's all you got to do. Smith, that's all you got to remember. All right, folks, you've been listening to the David Spoon Experience, and I'm your host, David Spoon, right here on KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego. We're coming right back. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Save 30 to 60% on closeouts and special purchases of platinum carpet, wood, tile, and area rugs at Kohl's Fine Flooring. With immediate installation on in-stock specials, Kohl's 7-Up Scale Showrooms and kohlsfineflooring.com.
Hi, Mark Larson here from my friends at Kaminsky Design and Remodeling. Family and friends come over, the loved ones are there, and you realize that, man, we need a bigger, more modern kitchen, or maybe more room. Maybe you want to add a family room or a bonus room. Here's what you do. You call my friends at Kaminsky Design and Remodeling, 888-301-7815. Kaminsky Design and Remodeling, 888-301-7815. Tremendous family-owned company focused on you and your needs and sensitive to your budget. They can really improve your home, improving the kitchen, your bath, maybe it's a total home makeover. Whatever you need to do, they can do it for you with a comprehensive design build process. They have the integrity, they have the workmanship. The proof is in the kind of work that they do. In fact, they've been voted best kitchen remodeler 4 years in a row by the Union Tribune Best List poll. 888-301-7815 is the number to call for Kaminsky Design and Remodeling. You know what they say on TV.
Call us today, okay?
Do you have life insurance or do you want it? I'm your man. Hi, I'm S. Craig Perry, life insurance specialist. I'm so tired of these radio and TV commercials that tell you how cheap term life insurance can be. But have you read the fine print? The rate normally is only guaranteed for 10 years. Then guess what happens? It can skyrocket. Now I have a new term called no lapse term. No lapse to age 100. No rate increase ever. Same rate till you reach 100. Quit wasting your money on cheap term. If you have a 10, 20, 30 year term, you know that at the end of the term, they're going to jack your premium up so high that you probably will not be able to afford it and you'll have to drop the policy. You're the loser and they're the winner. They don't have to pay a death claim and they got all your money for all that time. Call me at 1-800-553-6247. 1-800-553-6247. And ask about the term where you get all your premium back. That's a heck of a product. Pay a little bit more and get a plan that guarantees you a rate to age 100. Call me for a free quote. 1-800-553-6247.
Some restrictions apply. License number 057-8122. Call 800-553-6247.
Hi,
Hi, this is Bobby
and Tony Lee
with Daily Disciples Ministries, inviting you to our 9th annual Power of Freedom Women's Conference. Thanks to our partner and good friends right here at KPRZ K-Praise Radio.
Join us Saturday, February 22nd at Point Loma Nazarene University. Call 800-992-0369 or register at dailydisciples.org. 800-992-0369. We'll see you there.
I'm Mike McClenahan, senior pastor of Solana Beach Presbyterian Church, inviting you to volunteer with us for Community Serve Day, February 23rd. That Sunday, we will not have services on campus because we will be out in the community on 80 different sites, serving our neighbors and lending helping hands, a lot of helping hands. To register for Community Serve Day, visit us online at solanapress.org. That's solanapress.org.
Some of you may be wondering, who is this guy? The David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM KPRZ.
I thought love was only true in fairy tales. And for someone else, but not for
Welcome
me.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. I'm your host, David Spoon. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California.
Then I saw her face. Now I'm a believer.
Oh, we got some great stuff going on for you today. We're going to forego the R&B music, and we're going to go to the Facebook post anyway, because I want to talk about the Facebook post. And listen to this, Robo Producer. This is going to be one of those, I can really stretch.
Is it
going to
be
out
one of those where I just sit here and stare at you and drool?
Yeah, well, I don't know about the drooling part, but it's going,
That's kind of important to be able to do it,
you know. And by the way, for those of you at home who are listening on the radio right now, try this right now.
Synchronized ooing on the David Spoon Experience.
We could have the largest ooing ever.
I like it.
If this were the Olympics, I'd give you a 9.
Yeah, that's not bad, huh? That's not bad. John chapter 14, verse 16 through 17 was the Facebook post. For those that are like, you know, well, why do I, you know, if you go on Twitter, you would get that. I think you get these posts because I do it on Twitter and on Facebook. We do it every morning, Monday through Friday, just an encouragement or a challenge to the walk of faith. And that's a pretty important part of this. John chapter 14, verse 16 through 17. Notice the uptick in the show, because now we're boop, 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 and it goes up.
There. Always about this time.
Yeah, but that's, you know, that's true. I don't know why that is. Here's what John 14, 16 through 17 says. I will ask the Father, and he will give you another counselor to be with you forever, the Spirit of Truth. Okay, so now this, you hear that and you think, okay, well, so, okay, help me. All right, here's what Jesus said. I will ask the Father. Not too many unanswered prayers for Jesus, right?
Ooh,
good one, Dave. I will ask the Father, and he will give you another counselor, capital C, in every single Bible, anywhere, to be with you forever. So the counselor is supposed to be with us forever. Who is it? The Spirit of Truth. Everybody got that? So there's 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 components in this one little verse, but we won't even get into those. So I just want to concentrate on this. The counselor, who is the Holy Spirit, is given to you because Jesus asked the Father, and he's with you forever. I see there's some kind of bad Bible brain going on thing, bad Bible brains things, because people think, oh, the Holy Spirit helps me do things from time to time and blah, 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 blah. Harungo.
There's also people who think that you can lose it, too.
Yeah. Well, it's the question is whether you can be more filled with the Holy Spirit. And the answer to that is yes, the closer you are to Jesus, no question. But he's not going to depart from you, and it's not a salvation issue. But here's what it is an issue. He's called what? He's called what? The counselor. Okay. So to me, I'm a dummy. Help me out. How's your counseling sessions going? Since he is a counselor, I'm just asking, you know, just saying. I love that little just saying line. That's a good line. Even though a lot of people really abuse it and stuff. Just saying, how's your counseling sessions going? And somebody's going to go, what do you have? You don't want to get counseling with the Holy Spirit. Okay. So let's get this straight then. Okay. 2 Corinthians chapter 13, at the end of the chapter, I think it's verse 14, where it talks about the fellowship of the Holy Spirit. That's not a real line. That's a fake line. That Paul put that in there because he had nothing left and wanted to add a line to the Bible. I don't think so. So I think fellowship with the Holy Spirit's a real element of the Christian walk, and him being called a counselor is a real element to the Christian walk. And you might be saying, well, how do I do that? I don't know. Why don't you ask God and find out? That'd be my first response to anybody, because it's like, he's the counselor. How's the counseling going? It's just a, you know, and what happens, I think, and tell me if you think this is right or wrong, I think people become desensitized to God working in their lives. They start to maybe worldview it too much and not realize, hey, that's the Holy Spirit teaching you, guiding you, leading you, directing you. And when you desensitize, you don't acknowledge it. So then you don't connect to it. The bottom line is this. He's called the counselor. He's with you. For how long is the Holy Spirit with you? Forever. Forever. You getting that? He said, no, that meant forever. It just meant between now and when he comes back. That's not what it says. Stop trying to rewrite the book. The book is fine by itself. The Holy Spirit's with you forever. Forever. And you think, well, how is he going to do that? I don't know. He's God. I don't know how he does anything.
I think a lot of people kind of view it too, as they go through life, just the Holy Spirit's with you in times of trouble, which he is, but he's with you all the time. And that's why I think a lot of people forget that.
Yeah, and one day we'll get into the real deep theology part of that, of that the Holy Spirit's not just there at the hardest moments. And, well, you're saying the Holy Spirit's a person? Well, I don't know. When Peter said, you've lied to the Holy Spirit, people say, well, no, the Holy Spirit's just an energy power or whatever. Have you gone to your light post and lied to your light post lately? I don't know. Have you done that? No. Yeah. Have you? No. Oh, well, because you can't do that. You can't look at your lamp and go, you know, you are a sitting bull. I mean, what is it? I ran 16 miles today. What do you think, lamp? I mean, you can't lie to the lamp, right? The Holy Spirit, you can lie to. Uh-oh. See how that's working now? Now your brain's like going, uh-oh. That's right, folks. I'm that nutty. Yeah, wait till you hear the DDD when we come back. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience, and I'm your host, David Spoon, right here on KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego. When we come back, sin. Ooh.
Some of you may be wondering, who is this guy? The David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM KPRZ.